Okay, so hi, good day, and welcome to another episode of Poppy Advertising, the ad agency for businesses, business to business. How can we help you? Today's episode, we're going to be discussing whether it is suited, especially for luxury apparel companies or or let's say even or marketing marketers in terms of. Even if it's apps or selling beauty products or clothing, etc., what is better in terms of a medium in to sell for them? Would it be influencers or would it be celebrities for that matter? So this is a take that I've read an article. Personally, if it was me, depending on your budget, I would obviously opt for the influencer because it's more cost effective and it can reach the right target audience at the right time at the right segment, and it's more cost effective. So you can get value for your money. So the ROI is much more greater for that. In terms of having actually a broader budget, I would then you can go for both. But person influencers have the right, they have their own target audience that follows them and that gives them more credibility. So while beauty brands were early adopters of influencer marketing, luxury apparel marketers were slower to embrace practice. Legendary brands was concerned about giving creative control to influencers and possibly risking their integrity, or brand integrity, or product integrity. Despite the reservation, almost two-thirds of luxury fashion brands are actively engaging in influencer campaigns, and 65% believe that their campaigns have been effective in driving awareness across the key social channel. Celebrities or influencers, increasingly both. Although they've been working with influencers, luxury brands aren't parting ways with celebrity ambassadors. They're simply using different approaches. So luxury marketers have found traditional celebrities to be most effective for advertising and branding campaigns, and social influencers most effective for product launches. 71% say social influencers have been important for building awareness within the community. Sorry, and since only 26% of marketers say influencers are effective for branding strategies. So what is your take on it? Personally, influence marketing needs to demonstrate ROI, which is return on investment. To be successful, marketers needs to know how to put the right tools in place at the right time to get the most out of their campaigns. Marketers also need searching for influencer who is actually right for the fit. So the influencer that goes co that coincides with their personal brand identity. So there it is. That's our take on things. Obviously, influencers are, for me personally, is kind of more cost effective and it's easier to penetrate in terms of marketing your product. Stay tuned for our interviews with two business mongols. They will call in through, they are from the GCC Dubai, and they will discuss or give us some tips with regarding their personal marketing strategies and what they have done in their career to increase their marketing and branding and promotions, so we can learn from them. Stay tuned and www.poppyadvertising.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you.